things that they set the wood on in the fireplace.
Oh, I don't know what they call it. I don't know what they call it. It's a piece of iron that has set on each side of the fireplace inside and put the wood. I don't know what they call it. I don't know why.
What kind of?
Put charcoal or your stone coal, you could burn in them too.
Uh-huh. You burn coal?
Yeah, I don't burn coal in the heater.
Uh-huh. What would you carry the coal in?
A little bucket. Stone coal, you can burn that in here.
What about the kind of wood that you used to be starting a fire?
They used to call it kindling wood.
Uh-huh.
You cut it by little pieces and call it kindling wood.
Just a little piece of wood?
Yeah, you cut it all by little pieces, you know, to light the fire and you put your big wood on the top of it.
Uh-huh. Say you could take a big piece of wood, set that toward the back of the fireplace?
You could set a piece of wood, you call it a bag log.
Uh-huh.
You set that and then it would keep fire all night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you sound like you're pretty familiar with fireplaces after all.
Well, yeah. In the city, my house is in the city a long time ago, that's all they had, fireplaces.
Uh-huh.
But now you don't see that much no more.
Uh-huh.
They use this heater now.
What about the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Well, that's soot.
And what you shovel out of the fireplace?
You had to take, you had to get on top of the house and take a sack or some branches, you know?
Uh-huh.
And let drop it down and knock all that stuff down and you take that out.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What about,
you had to clean and fireplace.
What about when you burn wood, all you have left is the...
The ashes?
Uh-huh.
You have to take a bucket or something and a little shovel and take that out and throw it out.
Uh-huh. And, you know, in a two-story house, to get from the first floor to the second floor...
Living in a story, a two-story house.
Well, what would you have to walk up?
A step.
Uh-huh. What about outside? You call those?
Steps.
Okay.
Yeah, that's step outside.
What do you call these? Their houses set up on?
Those piles.
Uh-huh. How come?
Huh?
How come?
They put that up there for the stone. For the water.
Does the water get very hot?
It really get hot when the stone comes. No stone never caught me yet. Not yet to put this up. But for Camille, this was not my brother. You couldn't see that. You just could barely see the top of the houses.
Gosh.
For Camille. And no, for Betsy. For Camille, they had nothing left here. Not. It was just like this floor here. Camille took everything away. Every house. Mm. Yeah. Camille didn't left a thing. Didn't have a plant. My house, they never find a piece of my house.
Really?
Furniture and nothing else. That's right. Mm. Camille took everything away.
Is Camille the same one that hit Biloxi?
I don't know. That wasn't Bessie hit Biloxi. Camille hit Biloxi? Wasn't that Bessie? Bessie hit Mississippi where all them people got lost.
Yeah.
But they were celebrating Bessie and Bessie came there and took all of them away.
Mm.
Mississippi hit Mississippi, but I don't know where else Camille hit. Camille didn't hit in time. Bessie hit New Orleans. A lot of people got drowned in New Orleans. And down there, more people got drowned in the city and got drowned down here for Bessie. Mm-hmm. For Camille, got a few of them got drowned because they didn't want to leave. But they didn't have too many.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess it's pretty bad when they get bad weather here and it's just one road out.
Yeah, you just got to... They notify you to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have to leave sometime when you leave the cars, it's just like this bumper to bumper. Mm. Out of time getting out so slow.
Yeah.